WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Brother bands are an integral part of American popular music. Bands like the Delmore Brothers, the Louvin Brothers, and the Everly Brothers. Rock historian Ed Ward adds the Alvin Brothers, Dave and Phil, to that list. A new compilation of their 80s band, the Blasters, is the occasion for Ed's examination of the Alvin Brothers' brief career together.
There have been lots of roots rock revival bands over the years, groups that fasten onto a given genre like rockabilly or western swing and play forgotten classics and attempt original songs to play alongside them. But the Blasters were something else entirely. For one thing, unlike most of the roots bands which preceded them, they were working-class kids from Downey, an industrial suburb of Los Angeles. For another, while they'd pepper their live shows with cover songs to keep the audience happy, they really concentrated on original material, which, given that Dave Alvin was such a prolific and talented songwriter, was a very good thing indeed.
Murray, Murray, playing guitar on the back porch, I sit in my car. Why she seems so sad, Murray, Murray. Murray, Murray, it's so lonely in these farmlands. Please come with me to the bright lights downtown, Murray, Murray.
The four original Blasters, Dave and Phil Alvin, bassist John Baz, and drummer Bill Bateman, were all music fanatics who hung out together during the 70s, playing in bands and haunting record stores. They also got to know some of the local celebrities, guys who'd been part of the L.A. scene of the late 40s like Lloyd Glenn, Big Joe Turner, Lee Allen, and T-Bone Walker. They eventually came together to make their own music and found Rockin' Ronnie Weiser, a record dealer and rockabilly fanatic who had a label of sorts, and cut an album on them. On It was a gem in the form of Marie Marie, which helped them get gigs in the clubs where punk was raging. The Blasters weren't punks, but they played songs which resonated with the scene.
Well, you were Soulja Boy on Beam in West Berlin. No music there that rocks, just a thousand violins. They want to hear some American music. American music. They want to hear that sound that from the USA. Well, it could be sweet and lovely. It could be hard mean. One thing. Joe is always on the beam. They want to hear some American music. American music. They want to hear that sound that from the USA. Well, it's a howl from the desert.
Their arrival on the scene coincided with LA's top punk band, X, reassessing their own direction, and the two bands soon became friends. A sort of neo-roots scene began to develop with the arrival of a third band, Los Lobos, and they all began exchanging ideas and playing each other's gigs. Soon, the Blasters had a deal with Slash, a Warner-subsidized label that documented a lot of the best L.A. bands, including Los Lobos, who the Blasters brought to the label's attention. The Blasters' first real album, the Ronnie Weiser one, sounded awful, blew critics away and established them as a new voice.
I know I've been fooling myself too long. I never right, but always wrong. Goodbye, baby, so long. You know, there was a cold wind blowing on the night we met. The leaves fell from the trees. You made a lot of promises I ain't seen yet. I ain't gonna ask you, please. You know.
The essential Dave Alvin Blaster song was one which zeroed in on the down and outer, the loner, the alienated person on the fringes of a big industrial society he didn't quite understand or fit into. These portraits were unlike anything rock and roll had seen up to that point, and they were totally believable.
I found a home in room 16 for 3 long weeks. This
this is where I've been. I could try to call you on the phone. I got the coins, but I can't put them in. Just to hear you hang up once again. And it's just another Sunday in a small town motel. Yeah, it's just a...
The problem was, the stories were too real, and so were the band. They added a piano player, an old Downey pal, Gene Taylor, and often performed with saxophonist Lee Allen, who'd played on Little Richard's records, and countless other classics. But despite the Allen Brothers' hairstyles, they weren't the Stray Cats. The songs were strong, but maybe too strong for a very timid radio market. With their third album, Hard Line, they hired a radio-friendly producer and also had a single produced and written by John Cougar Mellencamp.
Look at me. To talk to you, 'cause every eye that I see, every guy in this room is looking to talk only to you. How do you talk to an angel? I wish I knew. And when the room goes dark, they're gonna turn on the colored light.
It didn't help. The pressure to write hits resulted in Dave Alvin writing stuff that came close to self-parody. And although none of it is bad, none of it is classic blasters either. The brothers were already at each other's throats. The label was probably going to drop them. And so sometime in 1985, Dave Alvin left the band, and Phil, a talented mathematician, went back to UCLA to get a degree. Dave joined one of the later versions of X and then became a superb solo artist and producer, and Phil later emerged with bands called The Blasters, which continued to tour. But the magic of the original band was gone, even if echoes of what they invented can be heard all over America today.
Writer Ed Ward lives in Berlin. The new Blasters compilation is on Rhino Records.